came up to me and she said, catch you later, baby, I've got a split. I've got a habit, I just can't quit. Catch you later, baby, I got a split. I've got a habit, I just can't quit. Just biting my nails. Just biting my nails. Just biting my nails. Just biting my nails. Sound system plays
away. What the fuck was that? I don't like when you pick different songs.
I know, I do it to annoy you. I'm sorry.
It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Because I don't like this fucking jungle fag music that was. What was that?
It was called Renegade
Sound.
For
Ian Fidance, because he's coming in, because he'll fucking suck anything.
Yeah, so we're going to do Greg Louganis' solo album called Diving Into AIDS.
Really? He put it out? Did it sell?
It's mainly instrumental. He plays the skin flute.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, like his cock.
Yeah, I know.
Remember when he all the diving board, he cut his head, and everybody got out of the water like in Caddyshack.
It was like they deserted the whole country. Everyone left Korea.
Everyone left Korea. It's 88. They were done.
He got AIDS.
Yeah. Oh, watch out of a guy with a crowded cut head. We're all going to die now. Anyway,
that was funny. People thought you could get AIDS all kinds of ways.
They didn't know.
I think we really narrowed it down to anal sex with homosexuals and sharing needles.
Yeah, I had a dream.
Yeah, but women get it too. Women get it if they fuck a guy who has AIDS.
And Africans are very susceptible to it. They really they get it by sneezing on each other.
How do women get it? Women get it just
vaginal sex.
Yeah, but I thought you didn't get it that way.
You can. It's got. I think there has to be blood involved.
Yeah, or maybe anal for the they're fucking their women anally when they have AIDS. Could you imagine being that much of a dick? My wife says I'm an asshole.
All right.
Would you imagine like I have AIDS and I have to like fuck her ass just to give her the AIDS?
And every fight with my wife,
there has to be blood involved. There has to be like a certain amount of tearing and ripping.
I end every fight with my wife. I go at least I didn't give you AIDS, and then we find the remote control and we have a laugh. How was your Easter?
A lot of good stories on the. I was just looking at the NewYorkPost.com.
Shit. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage's wife of 4 days wants spousal support.
4 days he's married to her?
Yeah, he married to her for 4 days. She wants spousal support.
So, what do you mean, they're already divorced? It's for 4 days?
Yeah.
She wants some of that sweet, sweet.
Yeah, he wants it annulled, and his wife of 4 days is. I mean, I don't know how the.
You know, expensive.
He's a loser. He marries these women, and
didn't he name his kid like Krypton or something or Jor-El? He has a son named like after the Superman.
I don't know
character. He does.
United passenger shaves head in flight, grosses out business class.
Yeah, well, that would gross me out. I'm trying to have a shrimp cocktail, and the guy in 3A is shaving his fucking head.
Can you imagine me like. You're like, what the fuck? How do you... People are so arrogant because they think they get fucking warm nuts in business class so they can do whatever the fuck they want.
You know, they should get D's.
They should get what?
D's nuts.
Oh, D's nuts.
But, yeah, no, it's funny because they're... I remember the Equinox and Empire side years ago. I was a member and there was...
When you get first class and the people put their seats so far back, you can literally give them a fucking head massage.
They lie flat. Most of them lie flat now.
Yeah, but then they're right in your fucking lap.
Yeah, but the new ones, they go... They go
sideways?
No, but you don't really notice the person in front of you. They all stay.
I'm talking about the old school. I'm talking about when they put when it reclined so much.
Used to fly Pan Am.
Literally, you could see the guy's fucking lice in his head.
You'd fly Pan Am.
Yeah, Trans World Airlines.
You go to Chicago, have three stops.
Yep.
Right. Damn, these propellers. I can barely finish my Benson and Hedges.
The Wright brother's sister was my flight attendant.
Exactly.
That's
right.
How long ago it was.
Separate water fountains. I remember I was at Equinox and there was a guy in the bathroom I hate locker rooms. There was a guy in the locker room and he was shaving his head in the mirror. He was a bald guy and he had a big head of like fucking shaving cream and he was just shaving his head. It was really gross. And he was naked too.
That's hardly in business class.
No. Well, you said Equinox.
No, but if you're at the gym, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
There's a guy that
I know people that are like in California. They live in their car and they're a member at a gym and they go to the gym to
shower and
maybe catch a nap.
Yeah, how is Brad Trackman?
He's doing good. Actually, funny you should bring that up because I actually DM'd Brad Trackman yesterday.
Okay,
asked him to do the show.
Oh, really?
Because we bring him up so many times.
Yeah, it'd be great to see Brad.
He said he would love to. That means he's not going to do it.
Oh, he would do it.
Because I said any Monday or Wednesday. What'd I say? And then he goes, that sounds terrific or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Right. No, he goes, that would be cool.
Yeah. Well,
that's not vague. That's not vague.
Thanks. Maybe we'll do that sometime.
He goes, let's get, that sounds terrific.
Let me see how the next couple of months go and I'll get back to you.
I think that's what you say to a woman if you're a woman and a guy says something like that on Tinder or whatever. You go, yeah.
Yeah.
But you leave it very open, wide open.
Very vague.
But he doesn't live up here, right?
No, he lives like in Cherry Hill or something.
Yeah, so then there you go.
So he'll have to come up. Make it David. Come up, see a show, have a hot dog. You know, just make a whole a New York City day.
When he gets an Uber fare, he'll just get him all the way up.
You can just drive up here. And hey, folks, I'm gonna put on my hazards. I'm going to run upstairs and do one of the hottest shows on.
We love him.
No, Brad's great.
I'm trying to get Joe Matarese's fan. He has like a fan club.
Okay. I'm
trying to get the, and this woman's she used to go by the name
Cunty Cunt Cunt.
No, she's like the president of his fan club. Rob Fatpad tipped me off to it.
Oh yeah, I get it.
You know Rob Fatpad?
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're very involved with the fans. It's nice.
No, I'm trying to get guests.
Yeah, it's hard.
No,
wait,
so
is there
what
some
the
guy
fuck?
Here now that like
what the fuck's his
so
name?
There's some Jewish guy now that work at, like gets guests here now.
Yeah, he doesn't get guests for us.
Okay, he only does Anthony's show?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck was his name? Anyway, I'll find it.
I don't even know who Joe Manor. I talked to Mike Vecchione today.
Oh, did you?
He says hello. Yeah, he's down in Florida.
Why'd you talk to him?
Because I'm trying to get my boyfriend, Mateo Lane, to do this stupid private show that I'm...
The fuck are they... I know I contacted this person.
I know, it's great radio, watching you go through your phone. Is it the person that are we still doing Brad Trackman? What are you looking up?
Oh yeah, here's what it's a trans person. He performed under the name Danny Ozark. He used to be the coach of the Phillies. And
is he now a woman?
Yeah, he's transitioning into a woman.
But he's gorgeous.
but he's like president of the Joe Matarese fan club or something. So I'm trying to just get all. Joe Matarese does a podcast called Medicated.
All right.
And he just talks about his like what kind of medications he takes and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Is he on like antidepressants?
He's on like something that like can help control his anger.
What's it called? I need it.
But it's like, first of all, you're, I don't know.
What?
I mean, and then he goes, you know, because if you take something that controls your anger.
Right.
Then you're like the fucking lion at the zoo, right? You're just sitting there.
Or like Jack Nicholson at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
So then you're like, huh? Huh? And then I listen to his podcast because it's really, let's put it this way, it's relaxing.
Okay.
Good. So if I have trouble sleeping. He was going to get to the story about how he was having a problem with his son's, I can't even give it away. Anyway, it's a Little League story.
Okay.
And he's telling the story, and then I just, you know, I'm like, all right, get to the story.
Sure.
And then he goes, you remember when Bad News Bears, when they had that scene? Remember? He's talking to himself.
Right.
Remember?
And I feel like he's by himself?
I feel like he's talking to me. Because how many people are really listening, you know? So then he goes, you remember that scene from Bad News Bears? He goes, let me find it.
And he went and just leaves his own show.
Then he goes on YouTube. He's got his YouTube thing right there. I got his monitor right there. So then he goes, oh, he's talking to somebody, his producer. No, that's not it.
So he's not
He's just talking to himself.
Okay.
No, that's not it. It's the other one.
Dead air. You can't do a podcast.
Don't do a podcast. And then he goes, he's setting up a Patreon. He's got 8 subscribers. 8.
I've
even the 2 Twire Twats are like, that's embarrassing.
No. she's like, yeah, she's like,
but it's like,
up.
It's like, first of all, you got to get the show going before you're going to get a fucking a Patreon.
A little steam under your belt.
Yeah, you got to get a little momentum. And doing a show by yourself.
No. It's like that Bill Burr show. I mean, I'm a big fan of Bill Burr's, but he sits there in a hotel room and he yammers for an hour about.
And it must be pretty good. But I mean, I think he's used to it. But
I like helicopter stories.
I mean, it must be pretty good. But I mean, it's like, if you're talking to yourself, you better really know. You better keep things, because talking to by yourself is like a form of insanity.
Well, I think talking to yourself is one thing. Arguing with yourself is like another. That's when you really are.
It's more entertaining. I'd rather have someone argue with themselves.
Like, I should kill the president, but I can't. People will be watching. What's that, mother? Mother what? Yeah, but just talking.
I did one episode with Bruce at my house years ago. And then Bruce is like, I'm not going to talk that much. And he didn't talk that much. And after a while, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, you need somebody.
No, it wasn't his fault. But I was like, yeah, it'll be fine. Right. But then after a while, I got sick of talking to myself.
Yeah.
Then you're like, did I even say that? And then you just start rambling and you don't even know what fucking point, if you're making a point.
Yeah.
When I was at your house the other day, my wife was like, what was that whole thing about you're shitting on women? I go, I don't even know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sometimes I just started thinking, I'm like, I don't even know where, I thought I had a point, and then after a while you realize you really don't have a very good point.
Well, it's like the Eddie,
and it drives just, you're like driving into a dead end.
Well, it's like the Eddie If thing with Jim Jeffries. It's like, he was really upset with me, and I called him, and we worked the whole thing out, but, you know, I was like, Eddie, I'm like, I talk like 8 hours a week, like, I don't even know what I'm saying, and then it is funny to have a guy talk to you for 45 minutes about how he's not obsessed with somebody. And then I'm like, all right, I guess I don't have it right, but okay. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, you'd be surprised who you're obsessed with.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean...
You're obsessed with Matteo Lane, right?
No, but I think he's very funny, and I think he's
very
cute. Yeah,
but you also cute. You want him to
suck.
Like,
I would suck that guy. I think I might suck his dick. I would. I don't know. It's weird to say out loud, but yeah. I mean, I'm married, very happily married. But he's just like a fun gay guy. He's in great shape, and he sings.
But he's one of those guys that you can't trust. You know what I mean? He's like,
that's all men, honey.
Huh?
That's all men.
Yeah, but also it's like he's like one of those guys that, like, if you were dating him, he'd be a real fucking cunt because he's good looking, and he'd be like, I don't know. It'd be like dating a hot chick, where she's like, I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to go to Wendy's? Like,
every time we went out to do anything, I'd smell that mustache when he came home. I'd say, let me smell your mustache.
Yeah, so I'd rather date like Mehran or something, like a big fatty. Like, I'm not a chubby chaser, but, if you're a gay guy, how can you trust another gay guy?
Gay guys cannot keep in their pants. It doesn't matter.
They can't trust each other, but especially Matteo Lane, who's all over Instagram. Garrett, can you pull up some of his Instagram stuff? It's ridiculous. It's like he never has his shirt on. He has those two lines pointing.
Yeah, the arrows. Oh, the muscle arrows.
The six pack.
Oh,
and
my
God. After a while, you're like, who are you? I mean, he's not going to get comedy gigs out of this. So what is he doing? Who are these for? Like, who is he trying to appeal to?
I don't know. He's so appealing. His name should be Banana.
Yeah, that's not even like get like a full body shot where it's just like,
or cock shot,
like that. Like, is that to get stand up work? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's sexy, but it's like, it's too much. It's like, do you want AIDS? Like, how badly do you want AIDS? Like, he's a comic. Like, he says he's got a boyfriend. And I'm sure his boyfriend is like good looking. So I mean, how good looking does he want his boyfriend to be? Like, how many people does he want to fuck?
I don't know. That guy's so fruity. If he ever gets married, he should be in the produce section. Hello?
And then he does all these pictures with Yamanika, and it's like,
I don't know who that
is. Like, I would definitely fuck him without question before I do anything with her. Like, there's not even a... It's just...
But there's nothing different.
She's so, ugh. And then he's just, like, he's a man. But at least he's in shape. You know, he don't have, like, rolls of fat.
But he's also, there's no difference between what he's doing and what Karen Feehan's doing. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
There is.
How do you mean?
Karen Feehan, first of all, she's not a good comic, probably. Actually, I worked with her Friday. She was pretty good. I mean, she just emceed, but she definitely has something. But she's trying to make money. And Mateo's he works,
stuff?
Huh?
Does he sell his, like,
no, I think he's just doing it because he's gay. He's like, it's a very faggy thing to do to be like that out, you know?
Yeah, it is a very faggy thing to be gay.
No, to be that much of an exhibitionist, you know, like straight guys aren't like that. Burt Reynolds did it in like the '70s, and people were like, "What the fuck is that?"
The bear rug with the right.
Yeah, when he was in a Playgirl or whatever, people had a fucking
Cosmopolitan.
Was it?
Yep.
I thought you were ordering again.
Right on the rocks this time, honey. And hurry up, we're going to see Mamma Mia in an hour. Can we get some mozzarella sticks? You're a doll.
Oh my God, I had some mozzarella sticks. Sometimes they are like the best thing of all time.
I love mozzarella sticks.
No, because I got them to go from the Comedy Cellar, and then I was just like, I went home, I was hungry. I'm like, I ate 10. I'm like, these are fucking delicious.
Yeah.
And even the next day, I still had, I got two orders. So I'm like, the next day, I was telling my son, I go, you want mozzarella sticks? He goes, all right. So then he was eating them. I go, they're delicious, right? He goes, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Then I start eating them.
Microwave
basically,
them? Or?
Yeah, basically show them like they're fucking delicious.
Right.
The night before, no, I just ate them at the temperature that they were because they heated them. They put them in the thing, so they're still warm.
But the next day you put them in the microwave or whatever.
Yeah, but they're still fucking delicious.
They're great.
You know? Especially when you're drinking. I wasn't even drinking, but I can imagine having a couple of the drinks and having mozzarella sticks.
I can't imagine. If they could put like a chicken wing in a mozzarella stick, I think they really, that's like almost like the perfect food.
Like a chicken strip? Not like a chicken wing.
With cheese.
The bone?
Cheese around it. No, boneless. Boneless chicken wing. Hooters is great. We ever go to Hooters for wings?
Oh, we got to go. We got to do a live remote.
Live remote from Hooters. Hooters.
They'd be like,
you like Hooter wings?
I do. Why, you don't?
They're that weird fake bread, not fake, but breaded.
Yeah, they're like.
I like fried wings.
These aren't they fried in the breading though?
Yeah, but they have that weird extra coating.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I like regular, like bar wings where it's just a skin fried.
Yeah,
but I don't like spicy. So I like Korean fried chicken. That shit is delicious.
True.
Like banchan or whatever the fuck the place is called. But yeah, right over here on the neighbor. We should do a group out and we'll get Keith's Discover card and we'll all go have chicken wings.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm in.
Banchan, they also have a hand job place right next door. Banchan.
You like your wings? Yes. Turn over. Be great. Actually, imagine like
I'm waiting for Ian Finance because, again, homosexuals and women are not reliable.
My old manager was gay in L.A., and I had an audition.
They're always like, oh, I'm late. Sorry, I'm late. I hit traffic. And they say it with that faggy voice, and you go like, okay.
Traffic full of dicks.
Same with women. They're always like, you know, I got to go.
But there's a gay bathhouse in the middle of Hollywood. I think it's called, what do you call him? What's the guy's name? John Travolta has been seen there a bunch. It's called like Club Unicorn, and it's like basically like a unicorn with a big dick sticking out of its head. It's been there forever.
And John Travolta goes in?
Yeah, he goes. He's been like spotted kind of leaving there and stuff.
Accident.
So I called my manager. And he's real. My manager at the time, Mitch, shout out Mitch Stein, was really, really gay. And
Mitch Stein.
Yeah, he'd always be like, anything I asked him about gay stuff in L.A., he knew everything. I said, you ever go to his unicorn place? And he goes, oh, yeah, great chicken salad wrap.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I could eat at a gay bathhouse. Mm. I mean, it's good. Gay people make good food.
They really do.
You know, so I guess you go get fucked in the ass or whatever, and then you come out, you have a chicken salad sandwich, you do some poppers, go back in the back. You sit there in your little towel on your phone, you know, just kind of reading.
Porn star last night, I forget her name, but anyway, she was mad because her fucking Uber Eats didn't get there. Not Uber Eats, like, what is it called? Like a something mates?
Postmates?
Postmates, yeah. She was bitching that her Postmates delivery didn't get there. And then somebody's like, well, just order it again. She goes, well, now it's too late because I'm doing anal in the morning.
Yeah.
And I can't. I'm like, could you imagine, like, the next day? You got, like, I got to do anal.
Yeah, well, you got to get douched out. You got
to,
like,
I know, but it must be a weird thing. Like, you're going to sleep, but, like, I got to get some shut eye because I got to do anal.
Like, you want to watch the new Game of Thrones? No, I'm getting DP tomorrow, and I just,
black dude.
Yeah, but
imagine you just like that's your day, your Monday. I gotta do anal.
Some people like it.
That's when you realize you're like it is. It's not a great job being in porn.
Some people like getting fucked in the ass. I don't know.
Yeah, but it can't be great if you can't eat the night before.
Would you want to? Will you evacuate? Otherwise, you're gonna have.
Poop. It's like you're gonna be a boxer.
Well, it's like
who's that on? Who's that in the Fox News thing?
What?
There's the guy of a picture. He looks like he got arrested for something.
I don't. Yeah.
He must be somebody if they put his mugshot up there.
Anthony Weiner just got out of jail, I heard.
For what?
Well, just got out. He was like in jail for fucking whatever he did.
I thought he's been out for a while.
You know what? Maybe I'm wrong.
They were trying to get him over here.
Oh, really? Like do a show? That would have been great, actually.
Would have been great.
He does it in a Speedo?
Anthony Weiner and the whole time he's texting and fucking sending dick pics to everybody.
And just doing his.
And he comes back and says, like, "Oh, excuse me."
Yeah, He's on Rick's.
Fucking loser.
But he's also really trying to talk about, he's like, the city's the comptroller of New York. He's like really into politics, but he's on a half a Cialis, and he's just sitting here all, like just kind of like a big
sweaty. All he had to do was not send dick pics, and he would have been the mayor of the fucking city.
It's pretty amazing.
He could have ran for president. He could have done all kinds of shit.
Everybody's a fucking, I mean.
Brian's right. February 18th, Anthony Weiner released from federal prison. So, you know, 2 months off.
2 months off. So, well, sorry. I don't. I'm
following. Well, he gets the news a little
blind,
late.
Blind. What do you want?
Blind people news.
Right. Hi. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Right. Takes him a long time to read the news. By the time he reads it.
Yeah. What'd your kids do all day today?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I just got the fuck out of the house. I literally hate it when they're home. But at least I get to sleep in. But then they don't. But they don't do anything. They don't have any friends. Nobody does anything. Everything has to be like this fucking thing. They can't just like. But again, my parents, you know, we would just leave the fucking house and go play with the neighbors. So my parents didn't worry that no one ever got kidnapped or lost or whatever. Everybody made their way home. But
if
now,
they did, who would even notice? If they did, who would even notice?
But the point is that like we didn't have to worry about like what we were going to do that day. We just found shit to do, even if it was just like going shoplifting or whatever.
Kill a cat or something?
Yeah. Well, we weren't violent, but we would find things to do. Now they just sit in the house, watch their fucking phones, and I'm just like, oh my God, what a fucking nightmare. What a childhood. Like, I want to send them to Africa or something just so they have a new experience.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, a couple of sunny days, those two kids look like they live in Africa.
You're such a hack. I like how you.
Get a plate in her lip?
I like how you. I know when you're about to say something corny.
Yeah, I'll
tell you. I'll tell you.
I get all geared up.
A little warmed up.
It's like watching a 5-year-old play T-ball.
Yeah. I'll tell you. A couple more sunny days.
I'll tell you. And I don't mean to. Listen, your kids are actually really engaging and they're nice children. I don't know how you pulled it off, but.
What do you mean?
They're nice kids. They're like, even the older one, who I don't think you like as much.
Come on, man. First of all, she's a female, so, you know, it's easy to like the male more because, like, you know, he wants to play basketball. He wants to do more shit with me, you know,
right.
Where she's like, she's, you know.
He's already done with you.
She's already like, my dad's corny. She calls me old man, so, you know, what am I supposed to fucking do, so.
Right. But
he didn't see it like that because I'm the only dude in the house.
They don't have any friends.
Huh?
They don't have any friends.
Well, they have friends at school, but then everything setting up fucking play dates and shit. And my wife doesn't like to do it because she thinks all the moms are fucking weird. Whenever you deal with the moms, they're all fucking weird.
I don't know about that.
Huh?
It's always a problem. When one person has problems with everybody, then you got to kind of.
No, but they are. They do have problems because they might be working or they're like, maybe they're from another country where they have to face east every 20 minutes to pray to Allah.
My husband has not eaten my asshole in over 3 years. What is your secret? Would you like Mrs. Brennan?
Right.
Would you like
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm glad Ian Finance isn't there. Because all you guys would do is talk about him sucking dick all the time. Now, like, what's up with that?
You got us there. You're right.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all I called for. I mean, I'm just glad there's.
He looks like a gay Groucho Marx, which is just kind of wild.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the thing is, you're obsessed with how many dicks he's sucked and how many times he's fucked. Like, Brian, you got some really weird demons you gotta address.
Mateo Lane, if you're listening, let's get a place in Provincetown this week. I'm buying. But no, you're right. But I am. It's weird.
So the guy, he's a comic, so he has nothing to offer. He has nothing to offer other than his fucking backstory, which is that he occasionally has sex with men. So do I want to hear about his act or what he thinks about fucking politics, or, you know, he's probably got no takes on anything other than the fact that whatever. Brian, you okay? You thirsty?
Ah, I just shut that down.
Yeah, why? The doctor's orders?
Yeah, I'm a little behind.
Speaking of behind, so are you still there, caller?
No, he dropped.
Oh, well, nobody cares.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Kevin.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yo.
Who's the guest? I literally have no idea what's going on with the show right now.
Well, we're waiting for Ian Finance to show up here. I just drank a giant cup of rosé. I usually don't drink during the show, but I left my loss. I didn't lose my wallet. I left my wallet in my car, and my wife is at the Bronx Zoo, and she has my wallet. So normally I have two or three glasses of wine at the bar across the street before I come here. And I have, like, OCD, so a fan brought a bottle of rosé. I found it in the refrigerator, so I decided I just
Stansel.
Jim Stansel. Hey, Jim.
A fight for the wine's a month old.
Well, yeah, it's better
it's
that
his
way.
Age.
Age. Cave aged. I'm surprised with all the drunks at work here. Nobody drank it.
Oh, the problem with Ian Finance is, you know, then he said he was running late, and then, but it's all women excuses. Oh, I thought I texted you. Because with a woman, you can't really say, like, what the fuck's going on? Because then they'll be like, why are you such a misogynist? But if it's a guy, just go, where the fuck are you? And then you can't go, oh, you're a bully. So with a woman or with fucking Ian Finance, I got to tiptoe around his feelings. You know, he said he couldn't, he would, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now he said he was going to be 10 minutes late because of the subway. But it's all women's excuses. Oh, these subways are terrible.
So where's
a black man? He just pulled his dick out. He's jerking off in front of me.
Well, you're on the B train. What do you expect?
Ian's a little feminine. Did you see he had retweeted my tweet? Where you probably have no idea what that meant. This is Rickosaurus, formerly Selma. Did you see I wrote, he's such a rude boy. It's a ska riff. It's got some type of a genre of music. But anyway, I called up because of Barry. Goddamn Barry, dude. He's killing it on Twitter, Kevin. Come on, man. You got to step up your game, dude. That's what's crazy on Twitter. He was a mute, and now he can't shut up on Twitter.
What's he doing on Twitter, good or bad?
Like, he's just funny. He says he tweets out the stupidest shit, and it's hilarious.
Are you sure it's the fake Barry or the real Rip Barry?
No, it's the real Barry. Hey, fuck the fake Barry. We got the real Barry. It's crazy. It has to be the real Barry.
Wow.
Everybody follows him. No, it is the real Barry. Remember he once called me a loser on the show? He goes, oh, that Rickosaurus, he's such a loser. Because I was tweeting him all the time. So it's him. It's Barry. The real Barry.
Wow.
Yeah, the real Barry is at Barry Ribs. The other guy's Bobby Riggs.
Yeah, fuck that.
You're a real kingmaker with this Twitter stuff.
I know, man. All I got to do is walk the people to the water and they'll drink. But it's like, you know, Barry Ribs was resisting. The fucking twats were. People just, they resist. They think they got it figured out. It's like, come on, man. Barry's like, you know what? I got to be on Facebook. I can't be spending all my time. I'm like, dude, all you got is time.
Yeah,
you're
really
retired.
It's not, yeah.
Your kids. You have no kids. You have nothing except that your fucking phone.
It's funny because he likes to observe everything, and he makes a joke out of everything. Man, I don't know. I just think he's the best thing on Twitter right now.
That's great.
I'll let you go. I'll let you guys go. Just
all right, buddy.
Say hi. Love you, Kevin. Love you, Brian.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
He says, "I'm reading now." It says, "My ass is itchy."
Oh, great! Jesus Christ!
That's one of his tweets. My ass. A New York subway car is so. What? I can't read it.
Barry Wolf.
All right. Thanks again. Well, you know, look. Like I said, you really. He didn't even know that there was a Twitter. He's like, yo, I'm on MySpace, yo.
And he was at the Celadon with some black girl.
Ah, she cute?
She was pretty cute. I mean, for him, she was very cute.
Right.
She was not young. I was going to tell her if the only reason I even asked Ian to do it because he came up to me at the cellar.
Ian did.
And he was like, let me do your show. I go, well, okay, well, I was going to have Barry come in. I was going to have Barry bring that fucking black girl with him.
Fucking black girl.
No, I didn't mean it like that. But right. I wanted Barry to bring the black girl, or at least I was going to say, Barry, come in on Monday and bring your black friend if she wants.
Yep.
It's good to get black women in here.
There's not a lot of women
of color in this fucking studio. So I thought Barry can bring her in, and then maybe, maybe he's got some thing with her. And they were just sitting around. They weren't like on a date or whatever, but they were sitting by themselves.
Does he get passed there? Does he go?
No.
I didn't think so either. Hey, Ian Finance. How are you, buddy? Good to see you, man. What's shaking?
Hi.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Hi, Kevin.
Here he comes. Wow.
See you.
All right. Happy to have you here. We were just talking about Barry Ribs and
happy to be here.
We're going to sort of
Barry Ribs.
I know Barry Ribs.
Wait, why are you late and what happened?
Dude, the trains
were the train or L is a killer, right?
I took the M because the L has been sucking and the M, it was a nightmare. I am late.
You're here.
What time did you leave your house?
1:15.
And how long is it supposed to take? Like an hour?
Half hour.
Where do you live?
Williamsburg.
Okay. Yeah, the L. So, well, aren't they going to shut down?
Man.
Are they going to shut down the L to fix it?
I don't know. I don't know if they decided. The governor was stepping in. He was going to have a new way to fix it.
That's how the governor takes care. Everything's run through Albany.
Is that right? Thanks. Thanks for the fucking history lesson. What a fucking douche.
Yeah.
Well, you've been here now since from Delaware 2 years. Explain to me. Explain to the MTA to me.
2003.
Okay, so I've been here for a while. So yeah, so the governor, he was. I don't know what the status is now. They still don't want to shut it down. But the fucked up thing was people like were bailing out of Williamsburg. People like walked away from leases in Williamsburg because they thought it was going to shut it down. And then they're like, oh, they're not going to shut it down. And now they now I don't even know if they know.
Shut down nights and weekends now.
No, they're going to shut it down for. They're going to shut it. Well, that's been for a while. They're going to shut it down for 18 months.
They were, but they changed it to nights and weekends.
Yeah,
there's no L train like a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh my God! How do you
take shuttle buses?
Oh,
my spot's near the M, J, and G.
Ah, Marcy Avenue.
So, well, I'm not going to say exactly
you
where.
You don't want to have hordes of people to.
But yeah. So
you
I took
could
the
give
M.
out your address and nobody would come over.
What?
What is your mother's?
Say it again.
Your mother's maiden name and your social security
number. Say out your address in Williamsburg.
And
no
your favorite
one
and your
out.
Favorite pet. But anyway, so yeah, so you're by the JM&Z, so that's better. So you're like South Williamsburg.
Yeah.
You're not.
Oh, so we rent out a room for like a Craigslist market price, so we can get more.
Who's we?
For me and my other roommates.
Okay,
I have roommates.
How many roommates?
Man,
do
you have like six.
I'll die. We have four. Four people total in the apartment.
How many bedrooms?
Two total, but we put rooms in the basement.
Okay.
So
is it
gotta have a grift to live
like
here, baby.
You're like a slumlord?
I'm a slumlord, yeah, pretty
no, he's
much.
Like a, no, he's like a, not even a slumlord. You're like you're someone who lives in the slum.
Yeah.
You're not like
it's
a slumlord.
It's an art apartment.
So hold on, but does your room have a window?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's technically.
I have a door to a little back patio.
Okay.
We're on the first floor of the sub basement.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's a legal.
Is it illegal
like,
where you?
I have like a small little back patio and I had a buddy come over and I was like, isn't this great? He goes, that's how shitty New York is. You have a slab of concrete. And you're like, wow, I'm making it. You know?
Well, you know what? Go live in Rochester, that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Well, he lives in Santa Monica now. So.
Oh, ugh. Santa Monica sucks.
Does it?
Yeah, the beach, water's cold. Beach is dirty.
Yeah, I don't like LA.
No, LA sucks.
LA stinks.
Yeah.
The water is kind of cold, right?
It's fucking freezing. And also, you go out into the water, you go about 10 feet out, and it's good for surfing. It drops down, and then
there's
it's
like sharks and everything. And
fucking, yeah, it's like, you can't, like, it's not
very
like.
Very touristy, and there's a lot of homeless people there.
Lots
right?
of Venice Beach.
Woo! Venice is weird. Yeah, they have
it's like, a good place to live, but it's not a good place to go to the beach. But I don't like the beach anyway, so.
I mean, there are people there that live on Venice Beach, homeless, and they have, like, little huts and everything. They make their little money during the day, panhandling. Some,
but Eddie Yift is doing what he can.
Poor Eddie. Sure, exactly. How funny would it be if Eddie's.
Didn't he meet his sidekick as a homeless guy? Wasn't a sidekick?
Oh my God. What the fuck is that guy's name? Jason?
Yeah.
The guy that he lived in an apartment that didn't have a door. The guy lived in like some. Like
he has an open door policy.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
So, but, what?
I don't know. Just
so,
take up space.
So, he was. I thought he was homeless, straight up homeless.
He was,
they found
but he
him on the beach.
And now he's got a wife.
He got married?
Yeah.
Off of the money he made from a.
From.
Eat This podcast. What was it called? Eating It? Talking Shit?
Talking Shit, not Eating It. I remember we were in.
Eating Shit.
When Jim and Eddie were still friendly, I went to Vegas. We did.
Jim's an asshole, right? He's an arrogant asshole.
You know what? He's a nice guy to me. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, but you're no one.
Oh, wow. Look at you come right out of the corner swinging.
Wow, that's sassy.
Are you friends with Mateo Lane, by the way?
Are you friends with Mateo? He wants to hook up with them.
Yeah, why?
Oh,
don't give it to him.
I'm not giving you his phone. I don't give people's numbers out.
No, you can ask him for Brian. Don't give Brian the phone number.
I would never. I would never.
I'm not going to fucking. I'm not weird. I'm a weirdo, but.
You're going to dial him on your fucking 5 foot.
Yeah, exactly.
No, because Brian will ask you for a number for one specific reason, and then he'll use it for other stuff.
Yeah. No.
Do that to me with fucking you know who.
I know. Yeah, and he won't go camping with me. It's weird. I said, look, we're sharing a sleeping bag, and that's how it's going to go.
He goes, I need this guy's number. He wants to be on Jim and Sam's show.
It was for Jim Jeffries. He needed the number.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll talk after the show, but I'm booking.
No, we won't. I'm telling you right now. I'm not giving him your number.
No, don't give it a number. Just ask.
I'll ask Mateo.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, ask Mateo if he wants to do a private just use my name, say he's my sidekick, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we'll do it
in the city. He's around.
Right.
Doesn't he have his dates up on his Instagram?
I can't see Instagram, so for me,
right, he has a bunch of dates up on his Instagram.
I have to ask our guests for, like, phone numbers. It's embarrassing.
It's anyway. Not embarrassing. You don't know these people, and comics don't like to give fun of her because then don't it's on him if something weird goes up. And you definitely have some kind of weird thing.
I didn't realize that Ian did comedy, so I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't realize you were in the industry.
That is fair.
Exactly. That's some forehead.
Thank you.
Do you take anything for your hair loss?
Tight? No. Do you take anything for your fucking blind eyes?
No, yes, I do. It's called fucking gene therapy.
That's a little, that's a kind of a cheap shot.
That belly?
It's not that bad.
Yeah, but you know, it's your whole look having a high forehead.
Yeah.
By default, I didn't choose it.
How long has it been going bad?
That's.
But you're going bald the right way. Mine. It's not like the circle on the back. Like you're just kind of, it's going back that way.
I guess, yeah.
And you have you have a good face. You know what I mean? You. Like, yeah, I can see why guys want to blow you.
Because you have a bunch of stuff on your face. You have glasses. You have a mustache. You have a big nose.
Like Jesus,
it distracts you. It distracts. No, it distracts you from your fucking receding hairline.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Potato Head.
Look like that guy from what's that guy's name? The mayor, the governor from or the senator from Minnesota.
You look like a tall leprechaun.
Got busted.
Al Franken.
Yeah, he looks like Al Franken. Can we get an Al Franken picture? You know, you never think Al Franken's going bald. You think a bunch of other things first.
Al Franken's not going bald.
Yeah, he is. He's got that big fucking. But he's
if
got.
If I were you, I'd wear like jangly earrings too.
He's got
you look
a big
like I'm going
nose.
Bald. Cross-dressing.
No, Al Franken's got bald. A big Jew nose and he's got glasses.
He's got a good hairline. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, you look kind of like him. Like, he could be your dad easily.
All right. Cool.
I actually met
Daddy
him
Al.
Like 5 months ago. I told you that stupid story. Like, I was
his number and freak him out.
I was like, right. You want to do private? Right. Grab my tits. Right. You fucking asshole. No, I was at my daughter has a doctor's office right by 71st Street on Columbus Avenue. And I was in this bar, and it was just when they were confirming that, that Supreme Court judge. And the guy was like, I walked in, and then some guy goes, I hear some guy go, can you put on the fucking blah, 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 and send a hearing? And I went, are you Al Franken? And he goes, yes. And I said, you got a raw deal, man. And I went up, shook his hand, and
where was he?
He was at a restaurant on 71st and Columbus Avenue.
I thought he was at the doctor's office.
No. I had left. I had an hour to kill, so an hour for me equals four glasses of wine. So I just
went. You judge the time, right? You don't need an hourglass?
No,
I finished that bottle of wine. I bet it's 6:14 p.m.
A couple of weeks ago, I remember my wife was coming home from the train on right by my house.
The train?
She takes the train. Yeah, she takes the train. If you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
D train.
What does that mean? She likes black dick.
Yeah, the B and D, and you switch off at the A.
And then for AIDS?
My wife is coming up. Yeah, exactly. Right. She's on so many protease inhibitors. She does improv.
How classes. Come when I was at your house, you guys kept having private conversations?
What?
What? I don't know. Because
when we did your show the other day, once the show was over, I came out of your studio.
Oh yeah, fourth bedroom.
And every time I was looked, you and your wife were having like a quiet conversation.
Yeah,
and
we had
pointing.
To work things out. Not pointing.
Yeah, but it was all like why don't you just have conversations that normal? Like, what was it about?
My wife was nervous that your Hispanic children were going to steal things, and I don't want to say that out loud. I'm sorry, but. She's worked.
I mean, it was so. It's like I don't know if that's a waspy thing. I was this is fucking real. It was like real. It was like real. One of those like movies that I hate to watch, where people are talking privately about so and so's sex life.
My wife's favorite George Michael song is "Careless Whisper."
It was real weird. Every time I looked, you were like somewhere else in the house having a quiet conversation.
It's like a No Coward play of my house, my entire life.
What the fuck were you talking about? Like, and then Brian goes, I'll be back. And I go, let's go to the park. He goes, I'll be back in 12 minutes.
Yep.
I'm like, what? And he comes running through the house in underwear, like tidy whities, except they were blue. I'm like, and then there
John.
Was another meeting with his wife. I'm like,
we had
what
another
the
meeting.
Fuck is wrong with you people?
And then we walked up. Although I did feel, I felt like with your kids, it was kind of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation because both of your children came up to me privately and they were like, we'd like to live here.
What, in the house or in the...
In the house. And
just
because
they
us.
Have a big TV, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
Which
they don't want to live with you. As soon as we got out of there, they go, never again, Dad. Never again.
Oh.
Ryan takes him to this fucking waterfall. You got to go to this waterfall in fucking Prospect Park. And I'm like, he goes, it's going to be... And then we're walking, and it's like literally a waterfall at some Italian guy's house that he built in like a fucking out of a thing. And like, what do you thought? Out of someone's dick? Like, you know, you go to a restaurant.
They're pissing, like a little boy.
Yeah.
Like a satyr or whatever. You know,
it was the worst waterfall I'd ever seen. And then he goes, you can hear it. So then when we got there, I was like, this is what you walked me over? It was like nothing. It was like a drip, drip, drip.
Well,
it was like someone could have built it easily.
Go to Jersey City and walk your
like
waterfall.
Five Mexicans could have built it and before lunch was over.
Hey, that's a nice waterfall. I feel like a chulo.
Man, it's like,
what's going on in your world?
Thank you for that tweet today, by the way, you passive-aggressive fuck.
Nothing passive-aggressive about it. It's like, either you show up or I'm going to fucking call you out. Maybe both.
Why would he... First of all, we talked Saturday. I said I'd go.
I don't give a fuck. You think, you know how many people I've talked to people, and then they go, oh, did you mean this Monday? People are retarded.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
I talked to a guy with... I'm not going to say his name, but he does a show with Keanu. He goes... How about Monday? And he goes, okay. And then he never shows up. And right. I said, what happened? He goes, you said, how about Monday?
All right.
I'm like, so that doesn't mean Monday?
We said Monday at 2.
I know, but I still got to confirm. Because yes. The lesson I learned from the guy who does the show with Keanu was like, you got to confirm. Because then
someone burned you one time. Usually people get a producer to confirm through email.
What?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The guy, Pete Dominic? I don't know.
But you got a fucking network you work at. You
think they're
going to
fucking email you? They're not going to email
me. Fucking Cumia. They do for morning show. They do for every other show.
And he's brand new. And then I don't know.
You don't even know their names. You can't communicate with them. That's all you got to do it yourself, you stupid idiot.
I know the names of the guy who pays me.
You ever heard of a phone call? You didn't get a hold of me the first time. You can't call. You're fucking old. Pick up the phone. Yeah, that's right.
My landline?
Yeah.
I have a landline? Yeah.
Fucking
I got to talk to all five of your roommates. All your five roommates got to pick up. Who? Hello?
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Ian. Line. Hello?
By the way, can you stop pounding the table, Khrushchev? You can't go to Disneyland, all right? It's
Shut
enough.
Up, Fat Ray Charles.
Oh, my God.
So the point is, I confirm everything now because after fucking Keanu's friend was like, yeah, no, you said Monday. You didn't specify.
I said I'd be here.
The comics are flaky, and then you're a bisexual, so I know you guys are extra flaky.
Stupid motherfucker.
Mother, you guys are extra flaky, because you'd be like, I met a man last night.
What?
I know Sunday night's a big night in a gay community.
Oh, my
God. I used to go to Limelight. I know what the fuck's going on.
Is your health insurance to get that crutch, you stupid idiot?
Brunch turns into sex, and then sex turns into...
Yeah, I know how Sundays get. Sunday night, Easter, everyone's wearing their bonnets and shit.
Yeah.
You guys get all excited.
Christ-like.
Huh?
I found a guy that looked Christ-like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I was fucking everybody, I would get hooked up.
I was on stage when you texted me, and then I in the actual thing, I responded. I never hit send, and then...
Those open mics can probably be pretty controversial for
us. But give me a call next time, and I told you I'd be here.
I don't call anybody.
But then you go to Twitter... Like a fucking little girl, TMZ Brennan. Late breaking news.
But the best
call me TNT because I know drama.
The best part is everybody insults you. Everybody, all the comments were say you probably find a glory hole you fall in love with or whatever.
Glorious hole.
Fucking same note played over and over.
Yeah, it's well, you know, you gotta
got your attention. Oh, you wake up, you're like, oh shit, you can't ignore that. You can ignore my text. You can ignore my DMs. You can't ignore Twitter.
It's not all about you. I wasn't.
It is too, motherfucker.
You. No,
huh?
No, it's not about you. It's not personal. I wasn't ignoring you on purpose. I wasn't ghosting.
Anyway, that hand is so gay.
I know.
Right over here, you're
your fucking shirt?
Whatever, it's white peach.
Don't fucking
live with it.
Suck dicks in a thousand of dicks. Some glass house.
You and Mateo can use me like a fucking punching bag of anal sex.
Oh my God.
You and Mateo.
No, but it wasn't personal. I like
it doesn't
you.
Matter.
I,
it doesn't
everyone
matter.
Likes you.
I gotta
personal.
I gotta be what I gotta be.
I gotta wear all black and be angry. I'm like Johnny Cashless.
Well, you have no money.
Fire.
He's good. He's all right.
Woo!
Yeah, I might go have some more rosé and just sit in the room talk
to
Keith.
Yeah, that's right. Grab the rosé, faggot.
Let him insult me for 43 more minutes.
Exactly.
Then we'll do our plugs.
God damn.
No, I learned the one thing that gets attention is a tweet. And I tagged you. I wasn't doing it behind your back. I'm tagging. I'm like,
I
was basically sending out like the bat signal.
Like the town crier. Hear ye, everyone listen to my gossip.
And your hairline's like John Crier. He's bald.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Easter memory?
Hi, first time caller, long time listener. It's Chad from Los Angeles, California.
Hey!
Chad, you're so sad. Chad tweeted last night. He goes, "Hey, I was pretty popular in high school. What the heck's going on with show business?" Chad Zumach.
What's that?
He's a queen of
Cleveland. You don't know Chad Zumach?
Oh.
Oh, because he's friends with Nick. He's even with you guys.
I've never met him.
You don't know Chad Zumach?
No.
Oh, my God. You got to get your fucking.
Who is this?
It's Ian Fidance.
Right. Ian Fidance.
I've met him a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know you like that. I mean, we know each other.
You eat his ass? We're not asking for that. You know who he is.
Right. Anyway, caller.
No.
Dude, I went to high school with you.
Shut up. I'm not fucking 40.
All right.
Oh, yeah, don't beg. Chad, don't beg for fucking. It's like a bad High School Musical. He's like, how come nobody likes me? Don't fucking play that game.
Zac Efron, you kidding me?
Well, I don't care if Ian Finance doesn't like me.
No, I'm talking about on Twitter. I'm talking about on Twitter. Don't be begging for fucking acceptance from showbiz. That's showbiz is like a hot girl, and you just gotta act like she's your bitch, even if she won't fuck you.
Yeah,
you can't act like the showbiz is like me. Fuck show business.
So Bert Kreischer's filming his next Netflix special in Cleveland. You think you'll have me open?
I doubt it. Who's opening for him now?
Louis Pierogi.
He's rotating people out. Right now he's with Mark Normand and overseas.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, but why is he taping it in Cleveland?
Because Cleveland rocks.
I just heard he was taping in Cleveland. I think he has a big fan base there.
In Cleveland.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're a sophisticated audience. Oh, fuck, that guy took his shirt off. That's right. Unprecedented.
Bring back
I'm going to get in trouble with Bert.
Unprecedented.
Chad, don't worry about it. Stop begging. Just come back east. You'll be fine here. The fucking West Coast is not where you belong, Chad.
Any more fallout from your Patton Oswalt debacle?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Did you?
Sorry, no, Chad. Yeah.
Chad?
Yeah, no, I'm still getting stuff. I'm still getting emails. I just went on Jeff Leach's podcast to talk about it, and basically it got back to somebody, and I'm not allowed in All Things Comedy Studios now.
My God.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, but you weren't allowed before, right?
Well, they just told me to take a break, and now I'm not allowed in the studio. Because I talked about it.
You're not even allowed in Burbank anymore.
Right.
From Flappers.
Yeah, they have a restraining order against you at All Things Comedy.
Bill Burr's in his helicopter, but like a spotlight. Like,
yeah, like he's in South Central. Chad, that's ridiculous. What'd you say? Nothing?
I just talked about the situation, how it got out of hand. Everyone's like scared of this boogeyman that doesn't exist. Everyone's afraid.
But that's the thing. He does exist. It's called show business, and it does exist. So people are afraid because of what happened to you. They're afraid. People are afraid.
What exactly happened to him?
I sat down. The other night at the Comedy Cellar, I go to sit down at the table to charge my phone. Everybody's like, sit down, Kevin. As soon as I sit down, they all leave. I'm like, did they all leave because I'm bad news and they want to be associated with me?
Yes.
I mean, they did have spots to go to.
Yeah, see? It's not personal.
No, it was at first, but they were like, sit down, and they all leave. I'm like, why'd you all admit? But I was charging my phone anyway. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't really sit down to talk with them.
It must be
weird. It's still like, Chad's, to my point to Chad, is like, Chad's always going to be associated with, like, the fact that, Chad, did you kill his wife or no?
No,
but Pat.
I mean, now the rumors are so bad. It's gonna get bad. It's gonna sound like Chad killed his wife,
right?
Because that's how rumors are in L.A. Like, not the Patton Oswalt didn't kill his wife. Chad Zumach killed Patton Oswalt's wife.
I heard that Patton Oswalt just dangled his neck fat in her mouth when she was sleeping, and that's how she died.
Good stuff. Anyway,
yeah, let's go to the other caller.
No, Chad. So it's getting ridiculous. And what did Jeff Leach say?
Stalls of the rich and famous.
what was his take?
Another ring on the finger.
What was his London take?
What?
Well, he's a very liberal guy, but he sided with me. He thought it was punching down and Patton was bullying. He actually sided with me on that.
Yeah, he's definitely punching down.
Probably exhausted too. He's like, punches once, he's like.
Kevin, did you see somebody tagged us in Patton Oswalt's Instagram post about his wife?
No. What'd they say?
Because he put a picture up of his ex-wife that died, and somebody tagged us in there. And I go, okay. And then I checked out my Instagram stories. He's looking at all my Instagram stories.
This is such high school drama. Why does it matter?
Because everything matters.
No, nothing matters.
So how do you, I don't even know how Instagram stories work. So how do they know if you're watching your Instagram? How do you know if he's watching your Instagram stories?
I feel like you'd rather be known for like stirring shit up than like your act. So like this doesn't
Who's known
matter.
For their act? Who's known for their act?
You are.
I'm known for this, motherfucker.
No, people like your jokes.
I'm known for this. Chad, how do you know if he's watching your Instagram stories?
Tell Grandpa how the internet works.
It's easy. You just scroll up, and it just shows everybody that viewed the video.
That's so exhausting, though. You got to like search through everyone's names.
It shows you who viewed it in the last 24 hours or ever.
It's just whatever. And don't act like you've never done it, Ian.
I've looked a couple times, and it's exhausting. And
it
causes me stress and anxiety, so I don't do it.
Well, fair enough, but I don't do it all the time. I just noticed he was looking. Got it. I don't know how long he's been looking at him.
Chad, you are real nerd. You throwing some shade up in here now. I like it.
Like a hat. There's a hot cat on a hot tin roof all of a sudden.
Jumping around.
Tennessee Williams all. He has one glass of rosé. He's all.
This cat's in heat.
Elizabeth Taylor. Listen, Chad, I'm not kidding. You got to get the fuck out of there. I don't know who's advising you, but it's not going to. If they won't let you do a fucking podcast, come on, man. And all those motherfuckers are affiliated with it. Burr and fucking. Bert, they're all, you gotta, and those guys are like big deals out there now, you know? And then Segura, and then fucking, you know, they're all kind of in cahoots. So if they're all against you, and they'll say they're not, they're just saying, you know, we gotta, whatever, we're running a business, but they still are against you.
Yeah, you
are
under siege.
I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I mean, I'm already here, and I already signed a lease, so what am I supposed to do? Break the lease?
Well, what's it, a Honda Accord? Sorry.
No, but sublet. You could sublet. How long is the lease for?
Till December.
Ooh, what is it now? How much is it per month? 2,000 or something? 1,000?
1,200.
Just get the fuck out and let them fucking bill you or something. They'll get somebody else.
1,200? Where are you living?
What did Florentine say to do?
I live in the Park Slope of Los Angeles.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Well,
and you have a lady friend that you don't want to leave behind?
No. I'm actually going to see Florentine. He's in California. We're going to a baseball game. I'll ask him about it.
No, seriously, get his advice because you should just get the fuck out of there. I mean, you could do more damage here just lobbing grenades.
I wouldn't mind giving him a seventh inning stretch, if you know what I mean.
Jesus. Good job on Chip Chipperson, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I think Kevin might bring me to Chim and Sam tomorrow morning. I'm very excited. I hope so.
Wow, that'll be fun.
It'll be fun. So.
Will it? How drunk will you be by 8:30?
I'll be sober as a judge.
Sober as a judge.
Yeah, I might have one. I might Irish up my herbal tea. You know, nothing better than the Sambuca and English breakfast in the morning.
Ugh.
Oh, sorry. It's not cum. Sorry, it's not cum.
Make you more interesting.
Really?
Well, you don't drink, right?
Yeah.
What are you smoking right now?
It's a Juul for tobacco.
So you're hooked on nicotine?
No, I smoke this indoors and I smoke cigarettes outside. Yeah, I'm hooked on nicotine. I can't quit.
Do you smoke weed or anything? Or
no.
Cocaine?
Stone sober. Nothing.
Chad, what are you doing sober. Out there? Are you even doing spots out there?
Yeah, I'm getting spots. I was just at the Irvine Improv this weekend, but yeah, I haven't stepped foot in like the other clubs though because I'm scared.
Is Bert? Bert? Well, Bert can't really take your side anyway, right?
Well, Bert's in Europe, so he's not going to do anything.
Right. Well, there's a great new place to do spots out in L.A. It's called the Leopard Cafe.
just got that.
What a fucking idiot. Chad's desperate for space time, and he's probably like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. And then he's like, oh, shit, that's a totally fake, fraudulent.
Well, I have extended this offer to you before you were...
he's not staying at your house.
Well, you're welcome, too.
Your house is weird.
Yeah, what is it going to be, fucking... whispering?
It's a long
it's a lot of whispering. It's a lot,
a lot of whispering
and pointing and fucking
right.
nodding and looking at you.
I say, when are these brown children going to leave? I hate being
at people's houses, but this really brought it home. Like all this, like we don't want. Oh, it's just we're just talking. Go into the fucking room, close the door, and have a little
patio.
A fucking conversation. I'll be like talking in the hallway. I'll whisper like a fucking.
Yeah,
like a fucking like one of those old Gwyneth Paltrow movies. What's that movie where?
Nicole, no, it's like that movie with Nicole Kidman where she's a ghost and she doesn't know it. And
oh, it's like a movie from the 1800s where all people wear costumes and fucking they all whispered to each other and they went outside to the garden to have
one thing right now.
It's so stupid.
My wife's in a period drama 4 days a month. If you know what I mean.
Oh my god. this stuff. You can't write this stuff. You can't write it. Chad, so I would see if you get out of that fucking lease, ask Florentine what to do. You got to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, come on, it's enough.
I told you, I mean, you did the right thing. I told you to go after Neil. You went after Patton Oswalt, so that's how it went down.
Yep.
I would do
Somebody
something.
Email me.
That is a cheap shot, though. The poor guy's wife is dead.
What? The poor guy's wife? He made a joke.
Everything's on the table.
The poor guy's wife is dead. He practically killed her.
Yep.
No.
That's what Columbo thinks, doesn't he?
Columbo.
I'm sorry about you, but I couldn't have noticed that all your neck fat is covered in spit from a woman or a man. I don't really know, but I and your wife is a serial killer, a writer, so maybe you know some information. I don't know. I mean, I didn't have breakfast this morning. My coffee, I think they shrank it instead of regular
coffee. Columbo's line? Did he say? He go, and another thing.
Just one more thing.
Oh, just one more thing.
Just one more thing.
Tell me about it. So, Ian Finance, why's your ass all coated in cum? Just want to know. Ian Fine. Sorry to body. I'm sorry. I just smell it. It smells like low tide.
See, Chad, what you could be a part of?
Yeah, man.
You got to get the fuck. L.A. sucks anyway, but now it really sucks. You did the right thing. You went after the... It's like you're the guy in jail when you punched a fucking, you know, right in the fucking face.
What?
And then now they're coming and now there's some pushback on it. But, you know, they're never going to take your side. You know, they're all like the edgy and fucking, you know, I mean, edgy in L.A. is not edgy. They're not. Those guys are not. I mean, Bill Burr can say he's like one thing or the other thing, but it's like. They're not edgy. They're all businessmen. So it's like you're bad for business.
Edgy and going after someone personally.
Not really.
Yes, really.
Not really. He wasn't going to. He called him a cuck. He called Patton Oswalt a cuck, and Patton Oswalt was a cuck. And then Patton Oswalt gets all defensive. Doesn't he have better shit to do than worry about Chad Zumach? You don't even know Chad Zumach.
I know of Chad.
So you think Patton Oswalt? No, but he was like Patton Oswalt was all defensive, and then he like bullies Chad. Fuck that. They came after me for fucking defending Chad.
I do know that Patton's working on Ratatouille 2 Electric Boogaloo, which is going to incorporate breakdancing into. The rat movie, where that movie was gross, by the way. Like rats making your food. There's this Indian restaurant by my house, and I was.
What's your point? You said like five different things.
Like 20 seconds in, I don't have a point. You ramble on like a fucking drunk uncle at Thanksgiving.
Keith is here. Let's step it up.
Right, Keith is here. He's got a beard. I thought he had no like mustache beard. I thought Keith had like. That would really be weird. Like, you know, those
like
guys
the Amish?
Yeah, like the Amish beard. Yeah. You have the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Is that a new thing, the mustache? Because I know Mateo Lane has it. Is that some kind of gaydar to let you guys know that you like
eye contact.
You like it because you got something to save.
Yeah, get it out.
You get the jizz. When you blow a guy, you get a little extra jizz so you have something to eat later.
Flavor saver.
Yep.
Yeah, flavor saver.
I've had this for a while.
So Mateo Lane has the same mustache.
No, his is small. Oh, I can tell you.
His is smaller.
He has a little pencil thin mustache.
It's not like pencil thin. It totally is not.
Fuck.
Well, it was last time I saw
no,
it.
No, he has a regular. He has. He didn't have a pencil thin. He never did. Never right. did.
Well, sorry, Instagram. I'm usually looking at his asshole, so I'm not really. I'm concentrating on his mustache. So, Chad, you getting pussy out there or no?
No, everyone hates me. Everybody.
Even the women.
Even
you should change your name.
All right. Zad over. Zad Chumbach.
Dude, there are a couple dudes in New York that, like, sucked and did some shady shit, moved to different markets, changed their name, and then they got found out later. But
right.
For a while, you could
moved
on.
Around a lot. I always thought moving to L.A. was a bad move. I just thought it was a bad move.
So. Well, I'm one of the few people that know this, but Christian Finnegan's real name is Hyman Rothschild, and he was a baby rapist in the Boston area.
Come on.
So we moved to New York.
Yeah, we're kidding. Christian Finnegan is nothing.
He's a sweetheart. It's a joke.
We love him.
Hyman. Right. He couldn't even find a hymen in the dark, queen. Just kidding.
Oh, you're drunk now. Yeah, I'm not going to invite you to Jim and Sam tomorrow.
No, don't do that. You'll kill me. That's all I have. I actually need to know because I'm going to buy presents.
No, no presents.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, then I won't invite you.
Well, then.
How about that?
How are you going to bring?
A onesie for Sam's expectant child. A Brooklyn onesie. And then for Jim, I haven't really figured it out.
You already did that with Chip, and it didn't work out. Remember, you brought him something?
They brought us back. Or brought you. You brought me with you back.
The only reason we got brought back because I called him out on Twitter. Like I called out this motherfucker today, and he showed up. So he's like, passive-aggressive. Oh, it worked, didn't it? You're here, right?
I was already going to be here, you fuck.
I don't know. And then you got 50 insults on top of that from my fans, which makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I thought in the eighth inning of your life, you'd be in social media. What do they call that?
Pariah?
No, Instagram.
Influencer.
Yeah, you're like an influencer, right?
That's what I am, and I'm an influencer. My kids are like, Dad, you're on the Twitter all day. I fucking slap them.
That would be funny for you to, on Instagram, be an influencer, like to play that role.
And I'm like, wearing, I'm like, products. Look at my lady shoes.
Yeah. That would be really funny.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that'd be great for you to actually work in a creative project instead of just being a dick to people.
Picture of you and outside Steve, and you just hashtag it. So comfortable running here in my size 10 ladies' shoes. Everything's like about some bullshit.
I mean, they do make a lot of money just doing nothing.
Yeah.
And dude, I bet your fans are great. I bet they'd fucking buy shit that you hawked or fucking get on board with it.
They almost bought some of his t-shirts, didn't they? Gay for Pay?
Yeah, Gay for Pay is still happening. Well, now it's HIV
positive.
Now it's HIV positive is my new promo. But you could just put in your name. You're fine. Because you're HIV positive.
My buddy called me HIV in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're HIV
in grade school?
No. Just a couple months ago.
You're an HIV vegan. You only shove eggplants up your asshole.
He's drunk. And he has no money either. He can't even get home.
No, I have no wallet. I have $1.50. Luckily, I'm a level 2 sex offender, so in case I get hit by a bus or something, they're going to find my,
Get it out.
Oh, we're done. I had to actually go to, like, an attendant, like a Subway guy, you know what I mean, give him money.
Yeah.
Like, go in, it was $6, apparently, like, it's like $6.50, it's like $3.25, I think, each way to go on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't done that in a while, and I'm, wait, this fucking guy's on his phone. This urban gentleman was on his phone and he was just like doing his thing. And I'm standing there and I could hear my F train come underneath. And I'm like trying to give him my $6. I can't see.
Because they're not used to doing that anymore.
They're dealing with people.
They're just in the booth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an emergency.
It's like a payphone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I was like, hello, I'm not going to be a movie.
Hey, can I get my tokens?
You don't mind, right? Exactly. Can I get my.
The Warriors are coming.
They used to send you a 10-pack of tokens.
Yeah. Remember the bags, right? I mean,
Chad, is anyone taking you on the road with them? Is anyone even returning your calls? How about Godfrey? Is he returning your calls?
Yeah, I got a couple dates with Godfrey, and I'm doing some stuff on my own too. So, yeah, I'm gonna be all right on the road, but just out here, it's gonna be a little bit different. I don't know. And I got an email from a fan saying that they listened to the podcast I did with you. And they said, you treat me more like a little brother than you do Neil, and that's why Neil hates me.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. Neil is a, you know, Neil's a big star fucker. Neil, it's just, that's just the way it is. That's not going to change. But you know, you can't be like out there and then, listen, to go out there, you have to have like a big agent or something that'll just get you spots just by doing that. You can't just, it's hard to work your way up through the system in LA, and especially In the position you're at now, it's almost impossible because people, the fucking guy, the guy who runs the Comedy Store, it's like they're almost not going to give you spots as a respect to fucking Patton Oswalt, you know?
What do you put in your...
You think Dave Rath can help me out?
Yeah, Dave Rath, you should send him an email. No, you should call him out on Facebook. Say, Dave Rath, I'm looking for management.
He said, I'm done in this town.
Yeah, well, he knows a lot about being done because a lot of his clients just killed themselves. And the other one, Dave Rath is bitter because, you know, whatever.
Right. All right.
He's having a bit. I mean, Brody Stevens was his client. He killed himself. And then right. Crashing got canceled. And then, you know, and so it's like, you know, he's probably making a lot of money at Crashing. He was a producer there.
Three. Maybe he should pick Chad up.
Yeah. Chad, just get the fuck out of there. It's like you're an East Coast guy, and it's like it's you know it makes no sense. It makes no sense. You'd be better off here. I don't even know why you went out there. Why I don't even know why you went out there in the first place.
Well, I'm gonna be back for Skankfest, so I'll see you then, and maybe I'll just stay.
Hey, you know what I call Skankfest? My wife's birthday. Party time!
Yeah, Chad, just plan on just packing your shit up and tell the guy you're going to move out early and then, like, either negotiate with him or just say we're fucking done. What's he going to do? Is he gonna tell your mom that you didn't pay the rent? Just get the fuck out of there.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't mean it like that. I just get the fuck out of town. Well, who do you have the lease with? Isn't it like in a...
Oh, you can't make fun of Chad's dead mom, but you can make fun of Patton Oswalt's dead wife?
He killed his wife!
No, he didn't!
And by the way, I'm guarantee it's just a parking garage. So if Chad just does that thing where it goes up and he just drives out and he's, there you go. We'll see you in 4 days. Don't stop at Amarillo, though. If you try to eat all that steak, the Big Texan, you ever do that?
No, what are you even talking about?
Drive through the southern route from.
Yeah, you don't have to eat a lot of steak.
Hey, you should have made a left at Albuquerque. Right.
They make you take steak. What are you, Bugs Bunny?
Oh, LA to. Bleep, bleep, bleep. I hate blacks.
Yeah, just tell the guy. So you're having you have some issues back east. You got to go, but he'll rent to somebody else. Is it somebody you know? Or you just found it through Airbnb or something?
Somebody I know. I like Ian on the show because he always like takes the other side.
Right. He's a real cuck. He's a real fucking cuck.
Yeah, I'm a cuck.
I gotta leave. My apartment's parking brake is broken. He sleeps in a car.
Oh, I got it.
Chad
needs some moral support right now, and you guys are.
I'm offering to put him up in my apartment.
Oh yeah, Brian. Brian say he'll let you stay there for a couple of days till you get your bearings.
Yeah. Plus, like, I mean, we can shave down,
and then you can live with Florentine for a while, and then see what happens.
Yeah. And he's always good for brunch. Yeah. Eggs, Florentine.
Nobody on the East Coast gives a fuck about. Nobody on the East Coast gives a fuck about Patton Oswalt or all things comedy or any of that shit.
The East Coast is better.
Yeah.
No, it's a better place to live.
It's better than West Coast comedy.
It's a better place to live, but it's not. LA's very show business oriented.
LA's a better place to live because just like weather.
You just said East Coast. It was better.
No, but East Coast is better for comedy. East Coast is better for running around. The comics are funnier on the East Coast.
Well, and not in this room, but yeah, generally speaking.
The point is that you don't have to. You don't have to.
Are you in comedy?
You don't have to live in LA. You don't have to live in LA.
Second time's a charm. Try it a third time.
No,
the rent's higher here, but he could live in fucking, he could live down there where Florentine lives. The rents aren't high there. He could live in fucking, there's all kinds of ways. He could live with fucking Ian Finance, Artie. Be the sixth roommate.
How many more walls can you put up? Will you stop fucking
trying to do smoke rings?
Jesus Christ. It's like a fucking.
Thanks for coming in. The guy.
Tire fire.
What?
Like sitting next to a tire.
No, that's just some jokes. What?
Maybe I can move in with Artie Lang.
Yeah, there you go.
His place is open right
now. Bring your own spoons. They're all burnt and blackened from heroin.
Trying to have some cereal. You have any clean spoons?
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, Artie, but you couldn't have noticed it.
I talk Cheerios.
Oh,
fentanyl is your real killer.
Yeah, you got to do something spectacular before you get in your fucking car and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
They'll never forget Chad Zumach.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you got to burn it into the ground.
Yeah.
You know, Thelma and Louise it.
Yeah.
go up and just go to Brad Williams and slap him in the face.
You know what? Chad, go to the Comedy Store and paint your own name on the fucking wall.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Bring your own headshot.
That's funny.
That would be funny, actually.
That'll get
go and spackle up Kinnison's bullet holes.
Yeah, do it.
Like,
do
I'm
it.
Trying to fix a wall.
Do it at night. Put it right on the fucking front door. Chad Zumach.
Right.
Paid regular.
That would be funny. And then you
and
just
do whatever. And do it. Do whatever Neil's name.
Imagine Pauly Shore is like, God damn it, I gotta. I don't know why he sounds like Peter Falk.
Peter Falk. I bet he does though. All the Shore's live in L.A. long enough as a Jew, you just start talking like that.
I mean, I got a table night. This kid comes in out of nowhere and he puts a spackling over the wall and he sands it down. I didn't notice for 2 weeks, but you know, I got
to
fix it.
Why'd it take 2 weeks to notice?
Because I'm out late. I have hookers and cocaine, whatever. I'm not a night guy necessarily. You know, I'm not. My mother ran this place and she died, you know, so I'm just doing my best. And got some screenplays out there, but you know, it's not
cool. Who are you now?
I'm Paulie really Shore. It's Peter Falk.
All right, so Chad. Check with Florentine for real. I'm gonna call Florentine myself because you got to get the fuck out of there. It just makes no sense.
Just don't call him at brunch. Yeah, He's always busy.
Well, I'm driving to Anaheim. We're going to go to a baseball game, so I'll talk to him. But, dude, thanks to your fans for being the Rebel Army and helping me out. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, they like you now. They didn't like you before, but now they like to – they like you. Listen, they don't like people that punch down. They don't like fucking show business cocks. They don't like – you know, they don't like star fuckers. So it's like – so you're none of that. So and you know, Patton Oswalt is, you know, who was telling me they fucking went after him pretty, or they went after it's like he's been basically doing that for a while. I think, you know, yeah. Patton Oswalt. I think somebody was telling me when everybody was going after Cosby, he was using it to go. I think he started. He went after Louie or something. He was going after somebody like real hard.
Jamie Kilstein.
Huh? Jamie Kilstein was telling me that, right?
Yeah, he went after him pretty hard and almost ruined his career.
Oh, wait. So what? Oh, yeah.
His
so, no, you know what happened?
Ruined?
No, Jamie killed. Oh, yeah. Jamie was telling me that, right, last week. He said that when the Louie thing came out, right? Is that what he said, right? When the Louie thing came out, Patton Oswalt used that as an excuse to go after him, right?
Yeah, when Louis, everyone was shitting on Louis, Patton went after him.
Yeah, because it would have been hacked to go after Louis, but he did. I think he went after Louis anyway, but then he went after Jamie Kilstein, too. He's like, hey, this other motherfucker did this, too, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he's been a white knight for a while, you know? It's that's what happens to you in L.A. when it's sunny every day. You think you got to be a fucking hero, you know?
Yeah, right.
I love his comedy. Patton Oswalt. He's one of my favorite comics of all time, but he is a little bit of a white knight at times. Dude, Feeling Kind of Patton, Werewolves and Lollipops, such good albums.
Albums? Thanks, Pop.
Yeah.
It was Christmas like in the 40s.
You know what I do? I play comedy albums at 78. They're much funnier.
Right. That Trump.
Patton Oswalt has a joke about that.
I'm sure it's hilarious.
Play it.
I've never actually heard his stand-up, but I'm betting it's not.
I like it a lot.
His size is more sit down. He takes breaks.
Oh so, boy!
I've met him a bunch of times. He's a very nice guy. I'm just busting chops to
bust.
He's
a nice fella.
He's nice, but he's an LA kind of guy. I tell you, two things LA has: hot girls, I know, and has great drugs. So like, you know,
they go hand in hand, right?
Oh my God!
Hot girls and great drugs.
You go out of Hollywood with an 8-ball of cocaine in your pocket. And you're fucking...
You can get Jim Jeffries laid.
No, he's getting... I don't know.
Nobody will fuck you.
But the great thing about all the bars, too, in Hollywood, all the hotel bars, like the Roosevelt or...
They're top-notch.
Sunset or...
You can get some cocaine there?
No, I already get the cocaine. But you go and all the bars are just full of hookers. And
I didn't know they're hookers. Maybe they're just
actresses.
Because
they ask you for money to fuck them.
Oh, they do?
No one would fuck you.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're not hookers till they...
left field with that one.
Maybe they're not hookers till they meet you.
Yeah, right?
Like, you know what? I'm not fucking this guy for free.
Yeah.
You know the best hooker bar in New York City?
What?
Your mom's house?
Oh, shit.
My apartment.
Right, exactly.
My wife's a skank fest.
I didn't say bareback anal. Oh, my mother.
I just met his mom, Chad.
Mommy gapes like nobody.
Your mom is still alive?
Yeah, she's 67. How old do you think?
Barely. It took her like 20 minutes.
How old are you?
She was raped by the owner of the coal mine. I like talking about it.
What? How old are you?
I'm 45.
Took her 25 minutes to get
67?
Up a flight of stairs.
22. It was early 70s. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's a little young.
You're 45?
Yeah.
Ooh, you do not wear it well.
Mom had you at 22?
Get me out of there. How dare you?
Your mom had you at 22?
You want to make another hack gay joke, motherfucker?
In 2 seconds. We could leave here right now, go to the hotel across the street, and I'd be balls deep in you within 10 minutes.
And then what would that prove? That your mom's not a whore?
Oh, you would love it.
Yeah, right.
A big cock, ugh, balls in your Jew ass.
That's what the guy said. All you guys talk about is fucking Ian and who did he fuck.
Pretty late in the show to start talking about this. But
are you saying you've held off?
No, don't be unstable.
You really are an alcoholic, drunk mess.
I don't mean to nag you.
Oh, man.
This guy's pretty Philly.
Hey, man, you know what I say on that joke? Nay.
See, it's fun. Unbridled fun.
You fucking bar. Horse face zilch.
Oh, you're paying attention? He's giving out the best hooker bar. Chad's doing so bad, even the hookers won't talk to him.
Oh, they can't take Discover cards. He's like 1% back.
Right. Hey, Brian, didn't you do cocaine with Brody Stevens and Patton Oswalt once?
No, not Patton Oswalt, and I thought it was Brody Stevens, but it was just another
Armenian,
tall, bearded, manic depressive.
Bronston Jones,
yes, exactly. Is he still with us?
What do you mean?
Bronston Jones?
Yeah, as far as we know.
Well, we should get a clock on his head or something.
Why?
Like the doomsday clock.
Why?
He's tall, looks like Brody. He's
clock
like,
on his head?
Yeah.
So why would he kill himself?
Watchtower.
Why wouldn't you? If you look like Brody Stevens.
What?
He was a fine-looking man.
Yeah, Brody Stevens is great-looking.
Yeah, who don't?
Oh, here comes another gay joke. Oh. Burr, burr, burr,
burr, burr, burr. Jesus, you would shove a laser printer up your ass if you could. This guy's like,
what does that mean? What?
I mean, he's attracted everything. God bless him.
Why a laser printer? Isn't that too big?
Yeah, no, not for him. Are you kidding me?
Maybe I would take 3D.
Yeah. Can we clean this up, please. Stop.
Can you get there?
If his dick hole was a temptation to be called Urethra Franklin. Anybody? Chad, you still there? Where do you go up?
Yeah.
You can't do Chim and Sam tomorrow.
I'm ready to do it.
You're drunk. You're
drunk at all.
You had that one glass of wine. You're a mess.
I'm just having fun.
But we're not. You keep asking him, but he wants to shove laser printers up his ass. Why would he do that?
That's absurd. Garrett, is this a good show?
Loving it.
Thank you.
Loving it.
What's he going to say? It's a terrible show?
Hey, Keith is probably not in the room.
He's right there with his new beard.
Fine, fuck. He's watching YouTube videos.
Churning butter.
That's how excited he is. He's watching fucking World Star Hip Hop right now.
He's watching America's Funniest Videos. That's what I did last night on Easter. Watch America's Funniest Videos
with your family?
With my kids. Yeah, because we were watching a basketball game.
That's nice.
And then whatever was on at the news, and then America's Funniest Videos. And then I'm like, actually, this is not bad.
Yeah.
But that Alfonso, that black guy, used to be on a...
Mysterio.
Huh?
From Fresh Prince?
Yeah, that guy's a real fucking...
What's he on?
You gotta be a cheese dick to host
that
show.
That guy's like... Talk about Uncle Tom.
Remember Tom Saget?
Bob Saget?
Yeah. You said Uncle Tom.
I remember Ian Faggot. That's your name, right?
Oh, there it is!
By the way, I think you meant Tom Skerritt, by the way, which is, I think, even weirder.
Bob Saget, and then it was the other guy
Tom
Berenger.
Yeah.
Not Tom Berenger. What was it? What's his name?
Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, now he's on Dancing.
Tom Berenger,
Major League.
The guy who was in the Vietnam movie. Now he's hosting America's Funniest Video.
Yeah, no, he's a platoon.
Yeah, platoon.
All right.
Someone lights up a firework. He has a flashback.
What the fuck? Right. Charlie's in the bush.
Starts sobbing.
The Asian lady starts shooting her and then rapes her. In the studio audience.
All right, let me just get this out.
We've all been waiting with bated breath.
Chad's got a fucking noose around his neck, and you guys are making fag jokes about this guy.
Wait, for you, is bated nicotine and cum breath?
What?
He said bated breath, and his breath is...
God.
Get out of here! Fucking molester.
Yeah,
no more. No, you can't drink during the show.
I'm fine.
Tried to grab my dick.
Fine. You already guzzled it down.
How many fucking trans jokes are you going to make with Jim tomorrow?
All right. Oh, hopefully a bunch.
Hey, Kevin.
What?
You remember when you had Colin Quinn on, how, like, overly excited Brian is? That's what he's going to be like on Jim and Stan tomorrow.
I know. That's what I'm worried about.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus. You're going to have to ride back to the East Coast.
That was kind of good.
Thank you.
Don't forget to connect, switch buses at Barstow.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then you end up on the wrong bus, you'll be headed to Vegas. That'd be funny if he heads to Vegas. And then he ends up with loses all his money.
Right.
$20.
Right. It's like Once Upon a Time in America. Right. But give it back. You're the casino that gives it back. You have a heart. Are you still in the wagon or are you drinking?
No, I quit, man. If I drank right now, I probably would kill myself.
Were you drinking during your Twitter meltdown?
No, not at all. I'm just crazy.
Woof.
It wasn't even crazy. You just had it. Plus, Sam Tripoli went after him the same day, and there were no repercussions for Sam, right?
Now, he got yelled at a little bit, too. I think it's because Patton wasn't responding to Sam. Like, Sam's been going after Patton for a long time, and he won't respond to Sam.
Because he knows Sam will beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, and plus Sam's been around for a long time, too. So
Yeah, Sam's like a made man where you're just new and people don't know you. So they're like, you can't, they don't really give you the fucking benefit of the doubt like they did Sam.
43.
No, but he's new out there. Right. So that's kind of what happened. Then you made the joke about, you know, sleep with one eye open, which I thought was a funny joke.
Yeah, it was great.
Why?
Committed to the
Because he killed his first wife. So he told his second wife to sleep with one eye open.
Right.
It doesn't put something special in your drinking water.
How ironic that funny. His wife was the star of Dream a Little Dream.
What do you know about funny?
I don't know a lot about funny, motherfucker.
Right. Him.
And funny this whole show.
Okay, so the two bars you should go to if you want to pick up hookers.
He doesn't. He doesn't have any money. He's going to go get a hooker.
The audience, and probably Keith, is Mandarin Oriental, okay, in Columbus Circle.
Are they mostly Asian?
No.
Are you talking about here? I thought you were talking about L.A.
They're Russian, but if you pay them enough, they won't rush away.
Wait, you're talking about L.A. or here?
I'm in New York. L.A., every bar, you go to the fucking Roosevelt, you go to Sunset, you go to the W in Hollywood. The bar is just, they're all hookers. They're all hookers. The bar is covered in beautiful girls, and they're all hookers.
100%.
Is that?
100%.
Yep, right?
Well, not all hookers, but when I worked for doing the private security stuff, and we stayed at the Mandarin, we stayed, you know, at the Four Seasons, all that stuff.
Right.
You went up to the bar. A good percentage of the women up there are definitely working.
Like three or four.
You know, if they're hookers, if they're hot and they talk to you, then they're hookers.
Yeah.
If they even give you the time of day, then they're.
They say, hey, are you staying in the hotel? And usually they have somebody like Ukrainian accent or something. But the one that's a sleeper, and my friend, not me, but my friend had a lot of handjob fun with this at the Ace Hotel on Broadway and 28th Street. And
that's where they have the fucking
pop-up shows.
Stand up. Yeah. I was there Friday and Saturday. Why are you telling me now? If they have a hand, it's a hand job hotel.
Karen Feehan was because the girl, my friend, went with the girl to the Radisson over on Lexington Avenue and like 48th Street.
Yeah,
the Intercontinental. It was like that old strip of hotels over there.
Yeah.
So the girl was like, "Hey," to my friend. She goes, "Hey, $200. I have a hotel room. We go massage. You know, blah blah blah. And then that's what we do. And then boom." And that's
the Ace Hotel.
No, you left the Ace Hotel, or he did, and then you went to
the Ass Hotel,
Radisson Hotel, the Radisson. Right. Sorry, we're talking about pussy. Right, yeah. You bored? You bored, Ian?
That was right. Funny.
Thank you. So anyway, but yeah, that's so the Mandarin Oriental, as Keith is, you know, agreed to. All the Saudi princes were like, oh, let me swipe my card in your butt cheeks.
So what are you supposed to do with a hooker? Are you supposed to fuck them with a condom?
I would not, if I was ever with a hooker, which I wouldn't be because I'm married, I'm very happily married, but if I was ever with a hooker.
You'd have a secret meeting with her about?
We'd whisper.
Are you a
giant television.
Talk in the corner?
Are you a hooker?
No.
Because I don't want my wife to hear this.
What I would do is what I did when I was a teenager is I would, and Ian can probably attest to this, although this would probably slip in more for you, but you fuck the butt cheeks. So what you do is you kind of fool around, titties, pussy, play around, and then at some point when you're ready to kind of finish, you ask the young runaway to lay on her stomach, and then she has her ass right there, and then you give her ass cheeks like a nice, like a leathery spit lick, you know, maybe a little mucus if you can, spit right in that butt cheek, and then...
And that's how you fuck a hooker?
That's how you fuck a hooker.
You should write a book.
You should write a pop-up book.
Yeah, and a scratch and smell.
Right. Well, you don't want to scratch or smell. Right. But you titty fuck their ass cheeks. Which is,
no, you don't.
No.
That's the worst way to fuck somebody.
You titty fuck their ass cheeks.
No, you don't.
What? What are you talking about? Without a condom?
But no, but you don't actually go in there.
Without a condom?
But you don't go in
or
there.
Or with the condom?
No condom. No, no, no. You basically you put your cock in between the ass cheeks.
Better just get a hand job or a blow job?
It's a lot more fun to rub your dick between somebody's butt cheeks. I
is
mean,
it?
Yeah. I mean, a gentleman like Ian will probably end up backing up and it'll slip in by accident. But generally speaking, you get in there and you kind of like titty fuck, and the girls are into it. I've been doing this since I was 13.
What do you mean, are into it? Yeah, you're paying them, motherfucker.
No, when I was 13, I invented.
Paid him at 13?
Right out of paper.
You're paying me baseball cards?
Paper up. I sold great.
Got a Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah.
Mid condition.
An autograph, Bill Buckner. What'll that get me?
I sold grit. So, no, but you titty fuck the ass cheeks. So what you do is you just kind of like get your cock. I've got a big.
Garrett,
we know what that
this?
Means.
Garrett, have you ever heard this?
I think I've even done it before.
Yeah,
but when you like get a hooker, when you get a hooker,
it's called hot dogging.
No, really?
Yes.
Yeah, no. There's a name for it and everything.
It's called hot dogging. You're not the only one to do it.
Is that what you did with a guy named Nathan?
That was Frank's. So, it was at the ballpark.
So you grease up the butt cheeks?
No, he was a Jewish national.
There's like a natural alley right there for your dick to go. You know?
Yeah, but your dick wants to go somewhere warm.
Yeah, but you can still get a disease if you don't.
But that's what you're worried about, diseases? You're fucking guys and you're about diseases?
I always worry about disease.
You should, because you're a faggot. You should be worried about.
No, I'm not a faggot, you stupid old bitch.
No, but if you're just fucking somebody's butt crack, you're not. There's no fluid.
You can still get STIs from skin to skin contact.
It's STIs.
Yeah, you can get on the fucking. You can get on the G train, skin to skin.
Right.
Shit, it's like skin to skin is. Yeah, you can.
You cannot get herpes. You can't get.
I did.
Seven times. Ruined Christmas. His lip looked like a volcano.
Listen, are you worried about skin to skin? What you're going to get on skin?
You can get molluscum. Do you know what molluscum is?
I'm wearing it right now.
Molluscum, just met him. You molluscum, you got him drunk.
Oh, God. The misinformation people have out there.
What is molluscum?
I'm giving you the real information. Molluscum
By fucking a guy's ass cheeks, you can catch something?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. Syphilis.
We'd all have some. We'd all be dying of it.
From you fucking too many guys' ass cheeks.
No, I'm saying just skin to skin. You can't get
nothing. You can get skin to skin STIs from skin to skin contact. It's called molluscum. It is a raised bump that rises up on any of your areas.
On my dick.
And if you touch it in one area and you touch another part of your body, you can spread it.
Oh.
Yes.
Who told you
this? Nathan Lane? Who told you all this?
Nathan Lane.
Who gave you this information?
Doctors. Yes. I've had molluscum.
Oh, you've had molluscum?
I got it from a girl.
Why you tell us now? Now you've been here an hour.
But tell you what now?
You told me before.
You have to get them frozen off. I've had buddies that got it. Me and my buddies went to a rub and tug, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was his birthday. And I go, you know what, man? Go for the attractive one. Happy birthday. And he got molluscum from her. I took the Uggo and I didn't get shit.
Wow. How do you get molluscum? From skin to skin?
The skin contact.
Let me see. Is that it? Molluscum? Yes. It looks like pimples.
Yes, exactly. So you pop them. You think it's a pimple, or my buddy shaved them off, spread everywhere. You have to get them frozen off. And then they lay dormant for about 6 months. And if you have skin to skin contact with someone else that has them, they come out again.
Your buddy had them frozen off?
They go. I've had them frozen off. Yeah, it's very common.
Like a Swanson dinner.
And I wore a condom with the chick, and I still got it. Because she had it and it was dormant.
Wow.
She got... Anyway.
Frozen.
I'm telling you, you're involved in risky behavior, fella.
Well, I'm not involved in any of this. I'm just saying that there's a guy I know who may have done this. But when I was a kid, I did invent this. Because, you know, I don't really like... I don't want to fuck somebody. You know, I mean, it's nice. And
yeah,
you and I love to
fag.
Lick assholes. You know, like, I just get in there and fucking pull it apart and just...
No, you don't.
I do.
You haven't eaten your. When's the last time you ate your wife's asshole?
It's been a while, but I like to think about it. I don't know.
I like to think about going to the moon.
Right. Wait. Well, listen. What's your name? Neil Armstrong or something?
I'll say Neil.
K-N-E-E-L.
You have to bring him on Jim and Sam tomorrow.
Oh, please!
For the colossal disaster he will be.
Look up that thing.
Think you have molluscum?
You call it again?
Molluscum. Yes, I think it's called molluscum contagiosum.
Wow.
Is it like you spell it phonetically? Molluscum.
I'm not sure of the spelling, but Gary, you looked it up, right?
Yeah.
It's called molluscum contagiosum, right?
Garrett's got a popsicle in his balls right now. I'm freezing these things off. These little mugs aren't going to stand a chance. Chip Chipperson.
We got it. Loud and motherfucking clear. All right, do your plugs, Ian. Where are you going to be hosting this tonight?
Oh.
At the Comedy Cellar or the Fat Black?
I'm at Bowery Electric tonight. Tomorrow, I'm at the Pit Loft for the show. I'm doing
just
called
making
Out
up
of
places.
Control.
I've never even heard of these. Are they in New York?
I get around, motherfucker.
How long you been in New York?
2003, but doing comedy here since 2012.
Yeah, so you think Chad'd be better off here, right? There's just more action, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Nobody cares about what the fuck he did out there. But I mean, you're getting these spots. There's clubs all over the place, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pop up.
I'm
going to
be at the Cellar all weekend. Wednesday I'm at Caroline's. Thursday I think we're going to take off.
Who's we?
I didn't say we.
You and your molluscum?
Me and my molluscums.
When you pop them, do they stuff shoot out like pus?
Yeah, it's gross.
That's awesome. Dad,
you're still on the line?
Yeah, what the fuck is this? Oh, also, I get a new podcast out. It's great. We're 153 in the charts, called Sex in the City. Me and my buddy Jay Miller rewatching Sex in the City, and we talk about it. It's very fun.
Tell his brother Barney I said hello. I hope that they...
Got any Patreon? You got to do your Patreon.
No, we haven't started the Patreon yet. We're building a fan base.
Gotta build slow.
Like I said.
Yeah, but it's very fun.
Dad, you want to do your plugs?
Yeah, I'm at the Omaha Funny Bone at the end of the month.
All right.
Well, what's her face? I said hi.
Wendy.
Colleen?
Yeah, Colleen. And if you see Wendy, tell Wendy I said hi.
If anyone's in Albany, I'm at the Albany Funny Bone in May.
Who?
Tell.
David Tell?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great. I'm excited.
You guys going up together?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
In the car?
In the car.
Oh, he's a terrible driver.
I'm driving.
Oh, good, because he's a terror. He drives literally like Mr. Magoo. He's fucking...
We were hanging out one night, he got his car towed, like 1 in the morning.
Really?
He had to go walk around town, pick his car up, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's not very functional off stage. Put it mildly. You okay, Brian? You seem like you had a...
I'm just listening. I'm enjoying the kind of...
Repartee?
And Chad here, and... You know,
Chad, thanks for hanging on. Don't kill yourself, Chad. I mean, we didn't mean it like that, but about hanging on. But listen, Chad, don't let him get to you. Just fucking leave, and then no one will ever know. Things will be neither will be worse for wear. I don't even know what the expression is, but nobody gives a fuck back here what you did with fucking Patton Oswalt, and they're all gang up against you out there. And, you know, Bert and Bill Burr and all these guys would be like, you know, we like you and everything or whatever, but they still, business is business, and it's a fucking business town.
And also, could you please text me Mateo Lane's phone number?
I don't know Mateo Lane.
Ah, shit.
I'm not giving you his number.
He'll ask for you. All right, Chad, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Chad.
Happy
Hang
holidays,
in there.
Guys.
Come back.
Happy
we love
holidays.
You.
I love right. you. Bye.
He really should come back.
He's a nice guy. I really do.
And plus, now the fans love him. Before, they hated him, but now they love him. So
he let his, like, real colors fly, like his real dirtbag colors fly.
No, but I knew all along he was, like, he's, like, a kind of a natural troll. I said it to him or somebody. I'm like, he's a natural kind of a trolling kind of a guy. He's started in radio, so it's like, just do radio back here or do podcasting back here instead of fucking L.A. They don't go for that shit. It's all about, like... I'm famous, you're famous, how famous are you, blah, blah, blah.
It stinks.
And it's not really about, it's just, it's about fame and fucking money and it's all business. So a guy like him comes in, they don't like that at all. Because he went after a guy who's successful and famous enough that he can, it'd be like, you go to a new school and all of a sudden you're like a nobody wearing the wrong kind of clothes
well,
and you
go
after the
after
fucking
people? I don't get
popular
that.
Guys, huh?
Why do you have to go after people? I don't get that.
I went after you today, and it worked. You showed up.
I was already going to show up.
I don't know that. I didn't. Nothing happened.
Because you don't believe in yourself.
What? Nothing happened till I did it. Nothing happened till I tweeted it. Nothing happened till I tweeted. Where the fuck are you?
I woke up after you tweeted.
I know. And then as soon as you woke up, you couldn't act.
I'm an insecure bitch. Are you coming? Are you coming?
No, you
call me.
No, you couldn't pretend. Once your phone blew up, you couldn't pretend that you didn't get my text or my message or like last night. Did you get it? You got it. This
I wasn't
time,
pretend-
I knew you were
going to
get it. Once
you.
I tweeted, I knew
I
you were
like
going to get
you.
It.
I respect you. Of course I'm going to be here.
Isn't it funny that like Kevin's respected but really reviled?
Maybe.
It's interesting.
Very
it's
respected, really though.
People are.
Everyone loves jumping in the room to see you do stand up.
Yeah, people are afraid. People are afraid because they don't want to. They don't want to be seen with me. Even the other night, after you asked me to do the show, I'm sitting by myself. You were sitting on another. You're sitting with Will Sylvans as opposed to sitting with me.
You walked in later and walked in the back. I was already sitting at the table.
I know, but you could still. Will Sylvans is a fucking creep.
It's not personal. Nothing is personal.
See what I did to Will Sylvans?
What'd you do?
They put me up first on the late show, and I was like fucking annoyed, you know? Even the waitress was like, why are you going up first? I go, I don't know.
Bad idea.
Anyway, so, and I kind of fucked up my set. It was kind of my fault. And then he was coming up, and I don't like the guy. He's a terrible MC. So right when he was about to grab the mic, I just dropped it on the ground.
You motherfucker.
But it looked like it was just... It looked like it was just a bad handoff, but and the staff was all laughing because I knew what I did. And then Will's like picking it up. He couldn't pick it up. He's like, "Hey, thanks for dropping the mic on purpose with his fucking Haitian accent."
Yeah, thanks for taking the mic on purpose. Now, me note, me I threw off my rhythm of the jokes. I'm gonna tell the audience now.
I realize I can do it to anybody that fucking pisses me off. Just fucking drop because they it looks like they dropped it. You know what I mean? I handed it to them and they dropped it. It's just a bad handoff. Like when you're in a relay race and the baton drops.
I was eating some cornbread. Cornbread.
Yeah. When you're incompetent at your job.
Plus, he has cocoa cream all over his fucking hand, so it probably slipped.
It's full of lotion and.
And also, all you do when you sit with you is just look at your phone.
No, I was charging it, so I couldn't look at my phone. So I couldn't look at anything really. But Will sits by himself like he's some kind of like, you know, I'm an artist. I like Will. Okay, well,
I
good.
I sat with him.
Good. So you
weren't even there yet.
Okay.
But I've gone up and sat with you before and then you make fun of me immediately. But I know that that's a sign of respect from you, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
It is?
Yeah. You don't make fun of people if you don't like them.
All right, everybody.
All right, get your plugs. Come on. Get in there.
I already got my plugs, you drunk fucking moron.
Your Instagram, social media.
iAnimal, IanFidance.com. Shut the fuck up, you stupid bloated idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
But wait, so all your new show, you can find it from your Ian Fidance Twitter?
Yeah.
These people are my fans on more Twitter. So
okay, Twitter at Ian Fidance.
It's all the links are there, right?
The link to my new podcast on there. Check it out. It's really fun. You're going to enjoy it. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always great.
Thank you. BrianPMcCarthy.com, of course. And go to the shop, HIVPOZ, 20% off everything in the store. It's a lot of, there's some stupid
20%
shirts.
20% off your T-cells.
My T-cells, exactly. You can, we're selling the scarf that Tom Hanks wore in Philadelphia with the in the racquetball that hit his head.
You're not, though, right?
No. At Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Thank you. And, of course, MLC Podcast and Brian McCarthy Interview Show. It's all at Brian P.
I got to leave because I got to get on the train before 4 o'clock or else they don't let you on with your bike.
Yeah, I'm sure
I rode my bike for exercise.
Oh, hell yeah. I ride a bike, too.
I brought it my
It's the best.
All right, thanks. Now we got something in common. All right, thanks, everybody. Kevin Brennan 666 on Instagram and Twitter. Everything's linked to my... And then go to my website... And God bless America.
That's right.